Finally, you can learn some methods. No method is meant to last forever or work everywhere, but that doesn't make it worthless. Recently, church growth methods have gotten a bad reputation. In some circles, they are considered unspiritual, even carnal. Because some church growth enthusiasts have overemphasized methods to the neglect of sound doctrine and the supernatural work of the Holy Spirit, others have gone just as far to the other extreme and are ready to throw out all talk of methods. Every church uses some type of methodology, intentionally or unintentionally, so the question isn't whether or not to use methods. The issue is what kind of methods you use and whether or not they are biblical and effective. Methods are just expressions of principles. There are many different ways to express biblical principles in different cultural settings. If you study the church of today, it is obvious that God uses all kinds of methods and that He blesses some methods more than others. It is also obvious that some methods that worked in the past are no longer effective. Fortunately, one of the great strengths of Christianity has been its ability to change methods when confronted with new cultures and times. Each generation of the church must decide which methods to keep using and which ones should be thrown away because they are no longer effective.
You are listening to The Purpose-Driven Church by Rick Warren. This is the end of this disc. Please proceed to disc 2 for the continuation of the program.